Hello, hello, and welcome to day 17 of our month of meditation, the countdown to my birthday. So today's meditation is a little different. We are going to be doing a tapping meditation. So in case this is your first time tapping at all or tapping with me, I'll give you a really, really quick rundown of what's to come. So basically, you can think of tapping as taking a scrubber and scrubbing your subconscious mind. And it's basically as if acupressure and affirmations had a love child, and that's basically what tapping is. So basically what you will do is tap on different parts of your body. I will explain them to you, and what you will do is just repeat after me. So I'll give you a quick rundown of the points, and there'll also be a diagram in the show notes in case you want to see that. But we are going to start off with the karate chop point, and then we will move on to the top of the head, the middle of your eyebrows, where your third eye would be, the side of the eye or your temples, under the eye, under your nose, underneath your mouth, your collarbone. So if you would touch your collarbone, and it's going to be about an inch, maybe two, right beneath your collarbone, under your arm. So if you are a bra wearing person, it will be like on the top of where your bra line would be. And then your wrist, and you can just tap them together. And again, if you need more of a visual, which trust me, I get it, then you can look down in the show notes for a tapping diagram, and that'll be there for you too. Okay, so this tapping is all about shifting our energy when it just feels like everything is going wrong. We all have those days when we're looking around, we're like, what the fuck is actually happening today? And this tapping is designed to help us shift that. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get started on the karate chop point or on the side of the hand. And all you have to do is just repeat after me. Right now, it feels like the universe has a cruel sense of humor. But I'm not laughing. Or maybe I'm laughing to keep from crying. And I just want to tell the universe to back off. But even though it feels like everything is going wrong and I'm overwhelmed, I deeply and completely love, accept, and forgive myself. And maybe anyone or anything else that has me feeling this way. Okay, good. Now let's start at the top of the head. These challenges are really overwhelming. Eyebrow point. I feel like I'm being tested. Side of the eye. And I'm not convinced that I'm passing. Under the eye. Like, god damn, can't I just catch a break? Under the nose. I know they say when it rains, it pours. Under the mouth. But did they mean a freaking tsunami? Collarbone. Because that's what it feels like. Under the arm. But maybe there's a deeper reason for these obstacles. Wrists. Maybe there's something I need to learn here. Top of the head. Or maybe the universe. Eyebrow. Is nudging me towards something better. Side of the eye. Maybe there's something I can't quite see yet. Under the eye. That I'm being prepared for. Under the nose, or if I'm being completely honest with myself, under the mouth, maybe I've been a little hard-headed. Collarbone, and ignoring or not trusting the guidance that I've been receiving. Under the arm, and instead of giving the universe, wrist. a metaphorical middle finger, top of the head. I choose to see the universe as an ally. Eyebrow. And maybe these challenges are directing me, side of the eye, toward the path of least resistance. Under the eye. In this moment, I choose to believe, under the nose, that I am guided and supported by the universe. Under the mouth, that nothing would come my way, collarbone, that I wasn't equipped to handle. Under the arm, I trust the process and choose to remember. Wrist, that the universe has my back. Top of the head, I'm more supported than I realize. Eyebrow, I believe in my path. Side of the eye, and I accept my journey, under the eye, instead of trying to fight it. Under the nose, and while I do everything in my power, under the mouth, to change how I feel. Collarbone, I choose to remember that everything will work out. Under the arm, because everything always works out. Wrist, and so it is. Okay, let's take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top and release. So good. I love tapping so much. Oh my gosh. So that was meant to be short and sweet so that you can pause your day and do it in the middle of your day if you need to. And you can also repeat this as many times as you need to until you feel better. So I hope you enjoyed that. And please, oh please, let me know how you liked that. You can tag me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, everywhere at Imani Nicole, spelled just like it is, on the podcast. And I will see you tomorrow for our next meditation. Bye.